재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵.
All right, we get back to game day. What do we have next, Pete?
Yeah, something musical again. I think we had a lot of music-centric quizzes, and I guess I kind of stolen this and adapted it from when we used to guess the year and you'd have that music medley at the end.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, but in this case, what I've done is I've taken a song from each decade from the 80s to the 2020s,
mm-hmm. okay.
one from each, and I've put it together as a medley, so it's your job to note down as many artists and song mm-hmm. titles mm-hmm. from this medley.
Okay. okay.
And don't forget the scores are Kate's on 2.5 points, Steve's on 1.5. It's all to play for. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's the medley. Talking away. No, I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is a so write all these down, the artists, the song titles.
Mm-hmm.
You can sing along if you like.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's from the 80s right up till the present day.
I didn't do very well in that.
Oh, no, Steve.
Oh, no, Steve.
I did take out ones that I thought you'd get straight away, I will admit.
All right. How do we do this, though? Because we've both written down our lists. Do you just want... We'll just go honesty on the honor code?
Scout's honor. You can't okay. copy other people's answers. So why don't you go first for the first song, Steve?
Okay.
Right, and then Kate.
That one I think I got. That was Aha, Take On Me.
Good. Okay.
I have also written down Aha, Take On Me.
Good. Okay. Full point to each of you.
Yep.
Kate, you're next for the 90s track.
Ricky Martin's
mm-hmm.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
I did also write down Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca.
Good. As long as you took out the G from living.
Livin'.
That's good. Okay.
This is exactly what I
wrote. On to the 2000s, Steve.
That one I missed.
Uh-oh. No!
Was it Gwen Stefani?
No!
Kate's confident.
No.
Okay. All right, Kate, you got it?
Who was it?
It is Lady Gaga with Just Dance.
Featuring artist bonus point.
There's a featuring artist?
Apparently. No.
Just Dance has a featuring artist.
There's a feat? No way.
You're never going to get it. Colby O'Donis, apparently.
Wait, who is that?
So you get a point.
Here's Lady
anyway.
Gaga and Colby O'Donis.
I think they rarely
from
introduce
Dublin.
Colby. Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry,
New
Colby.
New to Hollywood.
All right. Back to you, Kate, going first. The 2010s.
Okay, I think this one is a little tricky because of the artist, right?
Okay.
The artist is Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Featuring Rihanna.
Okay.
And the song title is We Found Love.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you half a point, not a full one.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because it's Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris.
Oh, yes. Well done.
And
mm-hmm.
I thought that was the song title as well.
Uh-huh.
We Found Love in a Lonely Place or something like that.
No, it was We Found Love.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, Kate, I'll give you half a point for that. Steve, I'll give you a full point because it's your... Not
yep.
birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, the last song from the 2020s.
Maroon 5 Memories.
Okay.
Yep, Maroon 5 Memories.
Oh, okay. That's very close.
To add them up and tell us after 3:30. Here's Justin Bieber. Minjun, this is for you. Holy. I hear a lot about sinners.
Don't think that I'll be a saint. All right, give us our updated point standings, please.
Okay, as I see it, and I'm not very good with numbers, Kate is ahead on 7 points. Steve, you're lagging behind a good 1.5 on 5.5 points, but it's all to play for.
Who was the speed skater
mm-hmm.
whose strategy would always be, in this Olympics,
okay.
to hang behind
uh-huh.
and then... At the end, just dart ahead for the win.
Speed skater, not short track speed skater.
Well, maybe short track.
Those are kind of, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Short track.
Oh, are you talking about like Chae Min-jung?
Yeah,
oh.
Chae Min-jung.
Did it work?
I'm like the Chae Min-jung
okay.
of Games. Game day today.
So you're hanging back.
Don't count me out.
Waiting for a car crash that might happen to Kate.
7 to 5.5.
All right. So I thought we'd finish things off with a kind of rejigged Throwback Thursday, okay? Mm-hmm. So for the big points, and when you're sure, you can maybe go for that early, I'll hand out a whopping 5 points, okay?
Wow.
But if you get it wrong, you're getting minus
oh
5
my
points,
gosh.
Okay?
That's a lot of pressure.
So until you're sure, don't blurt that out.
But I'll tell you who handles pressure really well. Chae Min-jong.
Okay, and you get a point for each of the clues as well, the clue questions pointing to this year, all right? Okay. So I'm going to start off.
So what's the ultimate goal here? To guess the year?
To guess the year and then to get the most points in the bag, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this movie is from this year, and I'm going to give you the hint in the form of one of the famous lines from the movie.
Okay.
Okay, I will give bonus points if you can tell me the character and the actor who says it as well.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the line. First up, the female lead comes out with, "Would you still love me if I were old and saggy?" Hmm. Okay. And then the male character says, "Would you still love me if I were young and had acne, when I'm afraid of what's under the stairs, or if I end up wetting the bed?"
Hmm. Okay. Oh. I have a clue.
Okay.
I have a gut feeling.
Okay. I think I know as well.
Okay.
You want to go first, Kate?
Okay. I believe... can I go first, Steve?
Sure.
Or would you like to go first?
No, it's okay.
You're so kind. I believe it is from the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, I hated that movie.
And the line is by, the woman is Cate Blanchett and the male actor is Brad Pitt.
Oh, Steve, are you on board with this?
I first want to express my displeasure for that Brad Pitt film.
You that was like one. It.
That's in my top five worst films that I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
No.
It was the most pretentious, annoying thing I've put my eyes and ears on.
You were not a fan. I'm assuming you were not going to guess that movie.
I was not.
What were you going to guess, Steve?
I was going to go with the Jack Nicholson film As Good As It Gets. With his co-star Helen Hunt.
Oh.
And Helen Hunt said, "Would you still love me if I'm old and saggy?"
Yeah.
And Jack Nicholson says, "Would you still love me if I wet the bed or something?" Because their age difference in the film is quite substantial.
Okay.
That is true.
That, I think, is more favored by you as well, that film. But it got you nowhere, because it is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Kate, I'm going to have to give you a bonus point for all the actors and actresses in that scene as well.
Nicely done.
Well done indeed.
I didn't finish that film. I was so annoyed about 30 to 40 minutes into it, I turned it off.
Oh, no.
Dear me. Yeah. All right, next up, another clue from this. I'm going to give you... there was a big celebrity marriage, okay? And we're going to get to those celebrity figures via some clues, okay? And so I'll tell you, they're both singers. So I'm going to give you some lyric clues from each singer's song.
Okay.
You have to get the singer and the song title for a bonus point, okay?
Okay.
We'll start off with the male in this arrangement together. "Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boy. So for one last time, I need you all to roar. Now, what the beep are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. After me, there shall be no more."
Mm-hmm.
So for one last time, make some noise.
Can I go first on this one?
Yes, because I have zero clues.
That is Jay-Z Encore, I believe.
Well done indeed, Steve. Jay-Z Encore. Okay, Kate, maybe you'll have better luck with the lady.
Can we play that viola?
It's a great song, isn't it?
The Jay-Z Linkin Park version.
The numb encore.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
That's a beautiful track. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Next one, artist and song title as well as what you want. Okay, here we go. "Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch."
Oh, I want to go first again.
And keep talking that mess, that's fine.
Alrighty.
Have you got this, Kate?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It is Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Oh, why didn't I let Kate go first? With the Jay-Z Encore selection.
Okay, things are still pretty close. It's 10 points to 6.5. Have you guys got an idea of the year from these clues, by the way? The film, the marriage.
Can we guess at any point in time?
Yeah, you're potentially losing 5 points if you're wrong, though.
Steve.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Going out on a limb.
2001.
Here. 2001.
No.
Okay, it's very adamant. It's not 2001.
I only know because I know what age I was at 2001, and I'm so certain that I did not watch this movie when I was that age.
As good as it gets?
Or Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button
was the answer.
That was the answer.
Fred.
Steve, you're back onto 1.5 points after that. I want to actually fine you more points because it is so wrong. And usually when we used to play Throwback Thursdays, you might be a bit rusty. You were very good. Very, very good indeed.
I got the song. I was thinking of the Jay-Z Linkin Park Numb, which I think was closer to 2001.
Yes.
Okay.
But Beyonce's Irreplaceable was...
You're supposed to guess when they got married, which year they were married.
Oh, I thought I was guessing the year the song came out.
I will temper that then. I'll give you an extra 2.5 points, okay, for being confused. I'm not letting him off the hook completely. Okie dokie.
If only I got bonuses for each time I was confused in my life, I would be much further ahead than I am right now. Can we continue on with this when we come back?
Absolutely. A couple more clues, a couple more chances.
Jay-Z, Linkin Park, Numb, Encore. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Can I get an encore? Is there any scenario where I could potentially come back a la Choi Min-jong?
Absolutely, because this game is all about keeping it on the edge. I'm going to award 10 points if you get the year correct, okay? A buck-gusting 10. Again, you're still going to be penalized minus 10 if you get it wrong.
Yep.
On to the next question and clues here.
Again, we're looking for the year.
Okay. So in this year... This artist made a very successful comeback. I'm going to give you some songs from the album that was a success.
Okay.
Mannequin was one of the tracks. Mm-hmm. Blur. If you know the artist, shout out. Again, if you get it wrong, minus points. M'Papi.
M'Papi?
Yes.
Steve, Jennifer Lopez.
Minus one. You're down to two. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Lace and Leather, My Baby, Shattered Glass. I'll stop it there for the titles because it's going to get a bit easier. And I'll give you an extra bonus clue. She made a guest appearance on How I Met Your Mother, okay, playing the girlfriend of Barney for maybe an episode or two.
Really?
Yes. I didn't recall this, but I looked at the clips earlier. It's not bad, actually. Okay, some more of the tracks from this. Womanizer.
Steve, Britney Spears.
Oh, well done indeedy. I will give you 2 points for
that. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Oh, okay.
That was that big. One, and also Circus was quite big from that. And Radar. Mm. I love that one as well. Well done indeedy. Any more inkling for the year after hearing that?
These clues are tough.
They are, aren't they?
This is the comeback year for Britney Spears.
Yeah, I think she won a few awards at the VMAs this year after going a bit off the rails in between.
Yeah.
Okay, next, another movie.
Okay.
This one was... Apparently, people were having to wait more than a month to see it because it was sold out at the cinema. It was that popular. I'll give you one of the lines. As soon as you know it, you get bonus point for the actor and the character as well as the film title. Okay? He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me and say, "Why so serious?"
He comes
Steve with the name first. I'll take that. Got to be strict.
That would be Heath Ledger in the role of Joker.
Yes.
In the film Batman, starring Christian Bale. The Dark Knight, whatever.
Okay, good stuff.
It's
That's
Batman.
6 points.
No, it is. The Dark Knight.
Starring Batman.
Yes, there we go. I'll accept that.
And Christian Bale is in the role of Batman.
You are still 4 points behind. It's 10-6, but... Here's the decider, okay? You guessed the year, both of you. I'm putting you on the spot now.
Oh, no.
There's no more dilly-dallying.
Go on, Kate.
Okay. Oh, this is so nerve-wracking.
Really? I'm totally okay with getting this wrong.
Okay. Oh, really? I want to win!
It's the last game day with Bimp Busters.
Okay, I got it. Okay. 2014.
Jay-Z and Beyonce got married before 2014, did
you
they
never
not?
Know. They dated for a long
Who
time.
Who knows? Okay.
I'm going 2008.
Okie dokie. My final clue was going to be, it is also the year that you started this show, Steve. So I'm sure you're confident of being right.
Wow.
Just like Chae Min-jung. The comeback for the victory.
Yes.
Wow.
At the death, Steve. Well done. I've got a prize. Well, actually, this is a really deserved prize, Steve. You may think this is a coffee cup holder, but no, it's a special gift box that I handmade for you.
Oh, nice. And done,
I just
Peter.
Saw the
And
gift.
Inside...
Oh, it's the money you owe me, finally.
From about 2 years ago, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Finally, my $35 that Pete has owed me.
There's no interest, I do apologize. yeah, that's your prize, Steve. Well done, indeed.
Goodness me. Thank you so much, Pete. That's fun. Obviously, you didn't have to pay that back. Every time I brought that up, I was
No,
teasing.
I felt terrible.
Well, Pete, what do you want to say? I mean, what do we say?
I don't know. It's been 6 years, pretty much. Mm. And that's only half of this journey. So I can't imagine what it's been like for you. But for me personally, I've learned so much. And there's not too many people I say that to because I've been around the block for quite a while
sure
now.
Sure have, yeah.
And so I'm really grateful to you, indebted to you for letting me be on the show for all these years. And for so many days at a time at one point and then once a week, twice a week.
Mm.
And the listeners as well have been so supportive. But I don't know what I'm going to do 2 to 4 now. It's a big hole in my life, to be honest.
Did you script your answer?
No.
You keep staring at your computer screen.
No, that's the Dark Knight quote. I wanted to do Why So Serious again, but no.
Yeah.
It's been an honor, and I do hope our paths cross again.
It's been a pleasure to work with you, and I think the greatest compliment I can give you, and of course you know this because you're a host as well, when you host a show and you don't have to worry about the other people in the studio, mm-hmm. meaning that if I slip up or if I am not having an on day, then I can just depend on you. And that makes that has made hosting the show so much easier.
Oh, thank you.
So I thank you so much for that. You know, it's the end of this for us for now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm actually not overly sad because I know that you and I will work together at some point in the future. There's no question about that. Peter Bint, thank you so much.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. To you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We'll get back to your messages. What games do you never get tired of playing? Kate, do you want to say goodbye to Pete? I kind of got you.
Oh, yeah,
no,
Kate.
It's okay. Oh,
I hope to see you in the future, buddy.
I will see you
Bye-bye.
In the future. Bye.
We all good on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Tony Braxton, Nur, this is for you. Unbreak My Heart. What game do you never get tired of playing? Board games, sports games, everything is included. Jason says, I like to play Mafia or Murder when I was young. These days, I don't play games at all except for Yunori. Mafia or Murder. I think I remember something mm-hmm. along those lines,
yeah,
right? Really
yeah,
popular
yeah.
with young people.
Uh-huh.
Mm, and 2450, Kate?
요즘은 오징어 게임 아닐까요? 어릴 때는 친척들 만나면 오목 윷놀이 실증 나는지 모르고 했던 것 같아요. I guess 2450 says that I guess the most hip game to play these days is 오징어 game, possibly.
Not the drama version, I hope.
Well, you know, our life was kind of like an 오징어 game in a sense, maybe.
Kind of right.
But when they were younger, they would definitely meet up with their relatives and play 오목. I think it's like, what are you saying? It's like you connect five. It's kind of like a Korean version of connect five.
Mm.
And also 윷놀이. So they would play it. They would never get tired of playing it with their family members.
2744 says, this is not a game, but I have something that I never get tired of, and that is the Steve Hatherley Show. Every time I take a walk, I always listen to your show on podcast. Actually, most of the time I go out is in order to have a listen to the program, not to go for a walk. I'd really like to know why my favorite radio show is ending with such short notice. Anyway, we can keep up with Steve and Kate and Peter all together on air. I should have sent lots of messages that I love your show. It's sad that I didn't do it earlier. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I hope you walk only on a flowery path. Sugo mani hashoseyo, Steve. Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you did finally send in a message, though. That's really touching, and I really appreciate it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I've been saying all week, I'll let you know what my plans are as we get closer to the end of the week.
Yep.
6453, Kate?
Street Fighter 2요. 영국 신사 피터님, 오늘이 마지막이네. posh한 영어 더 배우고 싶었는데 아쉬워요. 코로나인데 요즘은 어떤 아웃도어 게임 즐기시는지 궁금해요. So 6453 says that they definitely enjoy, never get sick of Street Fighter 2. Mm. And sad that, you know, it was today Pete's last day for today. And they wanted to learn more posh English, but sadly they won't be able to anymore. But, you know, with COVID, they're wondering what kind of outdoor games you might like to play.
Outdoor games these days? Gosh, I don't know. Anything you could play at the park. Do you ever play that game where you throw, there's like a ring uh-huh. and you have some arrows?
Yeah.
And then you kind of toss them underhand up in the air and they have to land in the ring?
Oh, you toss them underhand? You don't go over?
No, you toss them underhand. We used to play it in the summertime in
Whoa,
Canada. Yeah,
okay.
That and croquet is always fun.
Nice.
But I think it's too cold for that right now. Mm. 4917 says, my wife's grandfather also played cribbage. He taught my wife how to play the game. According to my wife, he played that game when he was in the military service as a U.S. Marine. And we still play that game now, and it's a pretty nice game. Mm. It is a fun little card game.
Yeah.
Abigail, what she said today.
Steve has a show 듣지 못하는 날이 얼마 남지 않았어요. 하루하루가 너무 소중하네요. 1세대 스마트폰 게임 중에 하나인 애니팡에 푹 빠졌었어요. 하트를 구걸하면서 했던 건 기억이 나네요. 일어나자마자 하고 이동 중에도 했어요. 이제는 게임에 별 감흥이 없는 게 늙어서 그런가 봐요. UU. So Abigail says like, oh, there's not many days left of the Steve Hatherley show. So mm. every single day is super precious. They did mention that their favorite game that they never got tired of playing when it was like the first generation of smartphone games came out.
Mm.
It's like Anipang, I believe. I don't think that game is still around. But you need to have certain hearts to be able to play like a round of game. And there's only a limited amount of hearts that you get in a day.
Okay.
And so you have to ask your friends for more hearts. And they would do it as soon as they get up. And then when they're moving and on the road, they'll get up. But these days, maybe because they've aged, they don't feel so much fun like, in playing games.
Like my mom always used to invite me to play Candy Crush because she would get like bonus lives or something. And I asked her repeatedly, please stop. I don't want to play this with you, Mom. All right. Lots more messages have come in, but unfortunately we are out of time for today. Thank you so much for being a part of the Steve Hatherley Show for this afternoon. We have to wrap it up there. Once again, thank you to Peter. I hope I was able to articulate that very well, how much I've enjoyed working with Pete and how important he's been to the show over the last, 7 years that he's been on it. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you as always for your listenership and participation. And we're going to wrap it up today with a song requested by Insoon Park. It's Sonye and Insul Ong with Daenaje Han Ibyeol. Enjoy that track. Enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow. Hatherley out.